This is a very unusual podcast. This is the first time in as long as I can remember, which means it must be 6 months, that I have recorded a podcast within the Audioboo app. I'm using it now because documentally Christian Payne did the same. He recorded something within the Audioboo app, and I decided, well, look, if he can do it, then I can at least try give it another go. The reason I never use the Audioboo app to anymore, having used it religiously for about 3 years and made over 2,000 recordings within the app, is that it takes so long to upload. So I'm saying to myself, I better really expect this to be uploaded by midnight tonight. And it's 4:30 on a Friday afternoon, and I'm driving into Cork City Hall to take part in a consultation about the rebranding of Cork City. And that is not why I'm making the podcast. I'm making the podcast because Documentally's podcast was all about two things. The first was a complaint and a criticism that the Audioboo app had deleted, got rid of, the software. The coding people had decided, or no, they had put into practice a decision made by other people, that the 3-2-1 warning signal that you get, which tells you when you're approaching going live on Audioboo, that should be taken away. Sorry, I'm stumbling over my words now here. The basic thing is that there used to be a signal that gave you very clear indication of when you were going to go live. And as somebody who does quite a lot of interviews with people, that was a really valuable tool. What Documentally said was that nobody had complained about it, and I know that isn't true. I know a number of people have complained about it. But goodness knows what advantage it was to Audioboo to get rid of that facility. And goodness knows who were the people who complained about that facility when it did exist. It seems to me to be a very good example of a company not using its own app in any kind of an interesting way and making decisions about what other users should get. Now, I may be well wide of the mark, but I don't think that any practitioner of podcasting who was using Audioboo would have wanted to get rid of the 3-2-1. Unless for some reason that I don't understand, some blind people would have found it difficult to handle. I cannot for the life of me imagine that that is the case. But, you know, as a sighted person, I cannot see any advantage in getting rid of that 3-2-1. So I'm only guessing that it's a stupidity. A stupidity, which, you know, humans are capable of, and a stupidity that may be reversed. I mean, there was another stupidity some years ago when Audioboo did something about the orientation of the visuals when you turn the phone upside down, and that did get reversed. It just took a long time. But secondly, the interesting thing about Christian Payne's audio was that he spoke about being scripted and being unscripted and people's reactions to that. And most of his audio is about a very particular situation, and he was addressing one particular person. And, you know, you can be sure that whatever he said in the public domain meant 100 times more to the person who was receiving the message from Christian than it did to a casual listener in. An eavesdropper, if you like myself. So I wouldn't presume that I understand what was the real messaging that was being passed over during the podcast. But I must say, it's interesting to think about the advantages and disadvantages of scripted versus unscripted audio. I'm a raw guy. I do some readings, but they're almost always poetry. And very occasionally, like recently, I've recorded a few pieces, more influenced by daylight gambler Phil Sorrell than anything else, who has done some very interesting readings, including one about Bilbo Baggins leaving the Shires, which is, of course, a very, well, I don't mean really of course, but is for me, you know, a story which launches a thousand imaginations, and especially brought back to me my memory of reading The Hobbit as I climbed a mountain in Bergen, looking out over the fjords in 1970, during the summer when I hitchhiked from, I suppose you'd say I started the hitchhiking in London, and I hitchhiked to Harwich. I got a boat to Kristiansund in the south of Norway. I hitchhiked to Bergen, and back through Oslo, through Copenhagen, one night overnight in Hamelin, and on to Amsterdam, before returning to London in time to see, for the second time in my life, to see a performance of Hair. I don't know if any of you will remember that musical. It is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, and the great excitement for me, and I first saw it in 1969, was that you got to see naked bodies on stage, and you didn't see those things in Ireland. So when I went to the UK and went to see Hair in the Shaftesbury Theatre, it was quite an exciting thing. You know, there was going to be great titillation to see a naked woman on stage. It was actually a tremendously exciting show, but not for the nakedness, because if any of you have seen it, you'll know that it was very short and fleeting, and but it was exciting, I have to say. So, but the idea of doing unscripted audio appeals to me immensely, and I can't really imagine what it would be like to do a whole podcast which was scripted. I have yet to do it. I didn't even script my wedding speech at my wedding. I scripted one speech in my life. I was once president of the Sociological Society in University College Dublin in, I think, 1970, 71. It must have been then, yeah. And I believe I delivered, this is going to sound very grand, but it certainly didn't feel grand at the time to me. Although I didn't subsequently deliver many presidential addresses, but I delivered a presidential address, and I think I did have it typed up. Something tells me that I had it typed up. Although, if I remember rightly, I wasn't able to touch type in 1970, so goodness knows how I got it typed up. So the memory is just ridiculous, you know, I have no idea. Oh dear, I'm now in the most awful traffic. There's a huge truck here blocking the road. I'm late for reasons that have nothing to do with that truck. But anyway, there we are. I just wanted to chip in as much to see how many hours it would take this piece of audio to upload. One of the great advantages about using the Audioboo app is that I can attach to it immediately a photograph, and when I send in my audios via email, I don't know how to attach a photograph to them. So it always means that, you know, I have to add photographs later, which is actually tedious in comparison with the great satisfaction that you can get from making a piece of audio, attaching a photograph, you know, saying whatever stuff you might want to say in notes or hashtags or whatever, and upload it and move on to the next thing. I'm stuck on a bridge now here. Hot weather, 22 degrees, unpleasant. And I've driven all the way from Killaloe, which is at the bottom of Loch Derg, to get here. And I'm late for a meeting, so that's what Friday afternoon is like. And I just want to thank Christian Payne Documentally for making his little audio. I certainly enjoyed it. Thank you very much for listening to me.